We want to know, where are you calling from? What are you doing while you're listening to us right now? Just kind of like a, you know, a check-in. You know what we're doing. You know where we are. We sit in this Tupperware container every single day just staring at each other.
Well, so, I kind of block sometimes when Jared's here, his face with the monitor, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's nice. It's actually nicer to not see each other sometimes, I think. Because then I'm just really listening, and I don't get aggravated.
I see you directly every time.
That's why we're aggravated so much.
Katie's the only one that can see everybody, because there's a screen blocking Jason and I normally when I'm in the other room, and I get a direct view of Jared's neck hump.
I do look over at you sometimes when you're aggravating me.
When I aggravate you or when you need backup.
That is true.
Yeah, and Jason, I can always tell Jason when he's aggravated, it's a jerk. When he needs backup, it's like a slap.
It's like so right, Matt.
Yeah, his chair's got wheels, and he's like, Matt.
That is so true.
And he just drags the mic. Matt, let me ask you.
Maybe it's not that I aggravated at Matt. I'm more like, I don't agree what he's saying. That's when I jerk over.
Yeah.
You see, you're learning each other's nonverbals.
That is so true.
Yeah, and when he's aggravated, it's a stand-up.
And then everything goes flying. Yeah. What are you doing?
Hey.
Hi, where are you listening to us right now?
From the car drop-off line at my kid's school.
Oh, are you many cars in right now?
I actually get here early, so I've already dropped them off, and I'm just on my way. I'm about to leave.
Oh, well, thank you for listening, Holly, very much. We appreciate you.
There must be a big one waiting in line at the school.
Probably. Have a good day. Hey, Rebecca, where are you listening to us right now?
I am driving in the car on the way to work in Burlington.
What do you do? Do you want to tell us?
I'm a certified medical assistant. I work at a doctor's office.
Awesome.
Oh.
Well, thank you for listening to us every day. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning. Where are you listening to us right now?
Reidsville, North Carolina.
Whoop, whoop. Reidsville. Now,
do you have jobs in Reidsville?
Jason, this is
kidding.
To appreciate
I'm
our
kidding.
AMLs.
It's the winter. The farms aren't open.
Yes, I know. But your question, too, why does everyone go crazy over milk?
Yeah.
It's to make snow cream.
The who?
Snow cream.
To make snow cream.
What the hell is that?
You've never made it, Jason?
Snow cream? What? No, I don't understand.
Explain snow cream to Jason.
You mix vanilla, milk, and sugar, and put your snow in it, and mix it until you have an ice cream.
That's got to be a Southern thing. I mean, because I've never heard of that up north, and we're talking to somebody from Reidsville, so it gets a little bit more southern. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, especially for you, like you up in, you know, in the north, you guys get so much snow. The amount of milk and vanilla you would be going through would be very expensive.
We don't do any of that
because it's like once every, you know, it's like leap years down here. We get it once every 4 years.
Yeah,
we can make snow cream.
We can do it. I also feel because they get so much snow, there's a lot of scraping of the roads, so like the odds of you getting gravel and debris in your snow cream is way higher up north than it would be like the fresh fallen snow in Reidsville.
Growing up, if we were going to make snow cream, like if we knew it was going to snow, my grandmother would take a big bowl and just set it outside, and so the snow that was collected in that we knew was clean.
Yeah,
and then we would bring that bowl in, and that was our snow cream bowl. We wouldn't just go scoop snow.
Okay, and for the record, Katie, we're not throwing gravel on our front lawn, so we can as long as it's not yellow. The snow, we're good.
And you're good to go. If it's yellow, let it mellow. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. Jennifer, where are you calling from? What are you doing right now while you're listening to us?
I am home getting ready, but going crazy trying to find my lint roller.
Oh. Ooh. Do you own pets? Is that why you need one?
Yes. I have, they're short hair dogs, except for one. But it's brown hair, too, so it's not too visible.
Yeah.
But still, I'm going crazy.
I feel
like how do you listen to us at home? Are you, like, on a Amazon smart speaker or your phone?
My phone. I have the app.
Got it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a great day and good luck.
You too.
Thanks, bye. Krishya, where are you calling from?
Hi. I am calling from Cannersville.
From Cannersville? What are you doing while you're listening to us right now?
It's Kernersville. Yeah,
did she say where? Say it again.
Kernersville.
Oh, I thought she said Cannersville. Didn't it sound like that?
Well, I don't know what Cannersville is.
Maybe I spelled it wrong. I just moved there like a month and a half ago. Sorry.
That's okay. Jason will teach you how to say it properly.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Pronounced Cannesville.
That's right. What are you doing while you're listening to us?
So every day I commute to my work while I dropping off my daughter to school. So every day I quiz with you to the K-pop quiz.
Uh-huh.
We do it again. See, we lost terrible every day, but we love to do it. And then we just have fun. I've been listening to you guys have moved to Winston-Salem in 2024. So you guys are my best thing to do in the morning. Every time I feel sleepy or I feel so tired, the moment I start to listen to you guys, I start laughing so hard, and then my kids love it too. So,
where in the hell is she from? I can barely understand her accent.
You're so sweet. Thank you very much.
Where did you move here from?
So I did move from Nevada, Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a Las Vegas accent that I'm picking up on.
That's right. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. We hope you have a good day.
Thank you, and I love you too, Jason.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Even though you were so rude to her.
Rude?
So rude.
I wasn't rude. I was correcting the way she said Kernersville so she would go around the triad knowing what she's doing.
Whatever. Okay, Cameron, where are you calling from, Cameron?
Calling from Ridgeway, Virginia.
Ridgeway. What are you doing in Ridgeway this morning?
This morning, I'm currently at our local Sheets fueling up the car to get ready for the snow and to head to my son's endocrinology appointment.
Wow, you got a busy day on the docket today.
Ridgeway is how far from, would you say, maybe Greensboro or Winston? I don't even know.
About 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not far.
Mm-mm. Ridgeway, okay. Virginia.
I'm in the on the line portion, so I'm like really close to the Eden area as well.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah.
At least you're not there.
He's still Ridgeway. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cameron, thanks for listening. Have a good day and good luck at the doctor.
Thank you. You all too.
Thanks.